From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has released its incident report on the duck boat accident that killed 17 people in southwest Missouri on Thursday. Jennifer Moore reports.
According to the report, none of the 31 people aboard were wearing safety devices. Patrol spokesman Jason Pace says that's the term referring to a life jacket. Five of those who perished in the water were age 15 or younger. The majority of people aboard were from out of state. The report says the incident occurred when the vessel entered Table Rock Lake and was overcome by high winds in a thunderstorm, causing the vessel to swamp and then sink. The captain of the boat survived. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Table Rock Lake and the surrounding area at 6:32 Thursday evening. Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader said the first distress calls came in just over half an hour later. I'm Jennifer Moore for KSMU News.
President Donald Trump will talk about trade during an event Thursday afternoon at the Steel Corporation plant in Granite City, Illinois, near St. Louis. The steel mill is boosting production as the president faces opposition to his imposition of tariffs in international trade disputes. The U.S. has imposed tariffs on products like steel and aluminum, including from Europe. China, the European Union, Canada, and Mexico have responded with taxes of their own on some U.S. goods. A Washington University study reports decriminalizing marijuana doesn't necessarily lead to an increase in adolescent use. The study also revealed a sharp decline in drug-related arrests in states that have reduced penalties for marijuana possession. Study author Rick Grusha is a professor of psychiatry at WashU in St. Louis. He says overall and individual patterns were very similar for all five states that decriminalized marijuana.
The policies that the states adopted were very homogenous, so we got a chance to look at the same natural experiment five times over. And in each of those five cases, we saw the policy did what it was intended to do, which was reduce involvement of marijuana users with the criminal justice system.
Under that policy, marijuana possession is treated as a civil offense, not a criminal one. Missouri residents may see a limited elk hunt in 2020 if the state's elk herd continues to grow. The Missouri Department of Conservation says there are about 170 adult elk in the Peck Ranch Conservation Area near southeast Missouri. A limited elk hunting season could be used to stop the herd from becoming too large. The department says the state has met two of the three necessary criteria so far, and the target herd population is about 400 to 500 elk. The first hunt would likely be limited to 5 to 10 permits for only bull elk. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.